Curly shook his head in disbelief. But, how could you do that? How could you fool us all? Wooly explained how he had found a sheepskin in the woods and put it over his fur. He said he had learned how to act like a sheep by watching them from a distance. He said he had hoped to stay with them until he had found another pack of wolves. Curly listened to Wooly's story with mixed feelings. He felt angry that Wooly had lied to him and his friends. He felt scared that Wooly might attack him or his friends. But he also felt sorry for Wooly, who had no family or friends of his own. Curly did not know what to do or say. He looked at Wooly with confusion and sadness. "You were nothing but a good friend to me, Wooly," Curly said. "But as a part of the sheep flock, I cannot let you in. You refuse to eat grass with us, so eventually you will end up dying or eating one of us," Curly explained. "And I do not want either way to happen." Wooly sighed and looked at Curly with gratitude.